reading a passage out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, many of you are familiar with, beginning with verse 14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. And that's in reference to the temple that Solomon was building and was being dedicated to the Lord. But the principle remains true to us this very day, that when we humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways, then God will hear us from heaven, he'll forgive us our sins, and he'll heal our land. Now, whether this is just a promise for that time, for the Jewish people and the land of Israel, certainly some of these truths apply. As it says, I believe, in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the principle holds true that when we pray to God, confess our sins, and seek his face, healing will take place in various forms. Well, hi, listening friends. Thanks for tuning in for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 29th, 2013. I'm pumped on this whole concept of prayer, and so today's broadcast will include a few songs on prayer, some references to a book that's actually already made it in my top 10 and working its way down quite possibly to my top 5 all-time books. I'm only 30 pages into this book. It's entitled Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And in fact, Pastor Jason Schiffel loaned me his copy about a week ago. And 10 pages into it, I quickly got on the internet and purchased my own, which arrived on Friday. But I'm absolutely loving the various concepts, points of application, the importance of prayer I've always known about. But the way Dave Early lays out this concept, the importance of it, the principles behind prayer, why we need to pray, the value and power of prayer, making time for prayer, training others how to pray, learning to fast and pray, and many other things. I can't wait to get through this book, but I've been thinking a lot and studying and praying, actually, a lot more than usual in preparation for this Thursday's National Day of Prayer, as a number of churches in and around the Rantoul area have asked me to come and speak on the topic of prayer. The breakfast gathering is being held this Thursday, May 2nd, to coincide with the National Day of Prayer. It's being held at the Linden, 224 Wheat Avenue in Rantoul. There is a $7 cost, and breakfast will start being served at 6 a.m. So come on, early risers, come join me. The program will begin at 6:30 and end at 7:30, so you'll have ample time to get to work. To purchase tickets or more information, call the Christian Life Church at 217-892-8620 or St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church at 217-568-7196. That's 217-568-7196 for this Thursday's National Day of Prayer gathering being hosted by various churches throughout the Rantoul area. And I count it a privilege to be able to share some of my thoughts on prayer. Before I feature Haven Quartet with their song, Prayer for the Future, let me say for those of you still looking for hummingbirds, I've not spotted one yet, but they're soon to arrive. Usually it's that first week in May, so I think any day now the hummingbirds should be coming through. I've had my feeder up for 2 weeks, but with our crazy weather, no sightings whatsoever. So get that hummingbird feeder filled up and ready to go in the next few days. Wow, last night at Awana, Lori and I answered questions that the children had written out on note cards. Questions like, who made God? How can God still be in heaven when he's here on earth as Jesus? My 6-year-old brother sometimes has faith and sometimes doesn't. How can I help? What can I say to my friends who follow other religions? And then there was another touching question. My girlfriend said mean things to me and no longer wants to be my friend. What should I do? I felt like it was almost one of those Art Linkletter moments where kids were asking the darndest things. But I think we encouraged them and blessed them and always referenced God's Word as the handbook to help us navigate through life and to answer some of these questions and these mysteries, especially trying to define and explain the Trinity to these 9 and 10-year-olds. But thank you, God, for these kids that are hungry to memorize your word, to study their handbooks, and to desire to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. What a great Awana gathering. In fact, there's only one more week, and then we end for the summer. Well, as mentioned, I want to talk a little about prayer. And before I have Haven sing prayer for the future, think about this statement. More than any other single thing leaders do, it is their prayer life that will determine their effectiveness. Henry Blackaby. That statement alone caused me to pause and will probably alter my prayer life this point forward. Here's Haven Quartet.
What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
And though the path is sometimes
That was Haven Quartet, Prayer for the Future. You're listening to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Today's theme is on prayer. I'm being totally challenged, encouraged, blessed, convicted, and I think this book is having a transformational impact on me. It's called Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. I highly recommend it, but I must mention I'm only like 30 pages into it. I already got my brother Stu out in Arizona purchasing a copy, but I just love what I'm learning thus far, especially in preparation for this Thursday as I'm sharing Inran Tool at the National Day of Prayer Gathering that's being held at the Linden. If you need more information, you can call the Christian Life Church at 217-892-8620 or St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Gifford at 217-568-7196. The doors open at 6 a.m. for breakfast, and the program starts at 6:30, concluding at 7:30 a.m. this Thursday, May 2nd, to coincide with the National Day of Prayer. Before I have Fernando Ortega sing Pray for Home, let me read some words from Dave Early, who's the author of Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. My goal in writing this book is simple. I hope to motivate Christian leaders to pray more fervently, more frequently, more effectively, and more contagiously than ever before. I want to stretch their prayer life. As a discipleship pastor for a university, a church planner, and a church pastor, I have been reminded repeatedly that the effectiveness of my leadership life has flowed out of the strength of my prayer life. When I prayed well, impact increased. When I failed to pray, effectiveness diminished. And then he goes on to say, whether you are leading a small group or a university, prayer makes the difference. I'm telling you, this book is killing me in a good way. I absolutely love it. Oh, Father God, help us all learn to pray more fervently, more frequently, more effectively, more contagiously. Help us just get to know you better through our times of prayer, conversation, and intercession. Here's Fernando Ortega.
Grant them peace, most precious gift of all. Keep the worried world far away and small. When they return, may quiet fill their souls. Dearest Lord, keep them safe within its walls. May the storm be cool beneath their feet. The canyon breezes circle soft and sweet. When darkness falls, stars and opal moon find them wrapped in each other, ever warm. May it be a refuge for their love, a harbor for their deep.
For their
far from their front door. May the winter rains never bring them harm. May their hearth fires burn throughout the night. Grant them sleep until morning's perfect light. May it be a refuge for their love, a harbor for their deepest prayer. May they come to flourish in the cross, grow ever nearer to you there.
Thanks for tuning in the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. That was Fernando Ortega. Up next is Pray Me Home by Phillips Craig and Dean. Let me close with a reading from Chapter 1 of Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, published by Living Ink Books. This first printing edition was from June of 2008, and I'm probably going to read this Thursday at the National Day of Prayer, Prayer in Action Breakfast at the Linden in Rantoul. But I love these words by the author Dave Early, and I think you also may identify with what I'm about to read. One of the biggest excuses made for not praying enough is that we are too busy. Such a statement reveals a fundamental misunderstanding about the nature and power of prayer. To think we are too busy to pray shows a failure to understand that prayer actually saves time and effort. Prayer allows God to do more in days, hours, minutes, or even seconds than we could accomplish without Him in months or even years of work. How often have we taught, encouraged, and counseled people with little or no results? How often have we shared our faith with seemingly little or no breakthrough in the other person's defenses? But when God moves, He helps people make changes in seconds that we could not get them to make in years. Prayer is a powerful time saver. Once we understand this principle, we will learn to say, "I'm too busy not to pray." Oh, I love that. Listening friend, make prayer a priority. Let's covenant together to be intentional on giving God more of our time. Here's Phillips Craig and Dean, Pray Me Home.
Well, it's been one of those days when the mountain I'm facing seems too high to climb, and I try to have faith, but sometimes the waiting drives me out of my mind. So brother to brother, this one request: is there room for another weary soldier who needs a place to rest? Pray me home, pray me home. Oh, my heart is so heavy and I just can't go on. Pray
Well, Well, listening friend, there's so much more to say about prayer. I hope many of you can come out this Thursday to the Linden in Rantoul, 224 Wheat Avenue. I'll have the privilege to speak more on this topic for their National Day of Prayer, Prayer in Action, Prayer Breakfast. Doors open at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Program starts at 6:30 and conclude at 7:30, so you can get to work on time. So put it on your calendar. There is a $7 cost. And for more information or to get your tickets, call the Christian Life Church at 217-892-8620. Or you can call St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church at 217-568-7196. And this is a National Day of Prayer breakfast being held by area churches in and around the Rantoul area. And it'll be located at the Linden, 224 Wheat Avenue, Rantoul, Illinois. Tomorrow I'll have special guests in the studio for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. I'll have Rob and Michelle Schaefer, great couple that live in Mahomet, friends of this radio ministry, maybe your orthodontist, that's Rob, or your Bible Study Fellowship woman's leader, that's Michelle, and we'll have them share some of their testimony and love story. So that's tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Help me, don't think I can make